The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke for the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. And we're hearing once again from the parable of the sower and the seed, which we heard on Wednesday. And if yesterday wasn't the Feast of St. James, you would have heard it yesterday too, and also today. Okay, so it's one of the very few times in which Jesus tells a parable that's so important that he goes and explains the entire thing. So I'm just going to give you a couple of thoughts to share with you here today. Now, the seed is the word of God. Jesus himself tells us that. But once you're past that point of interpretation, there's lots of different ways to understand this parable. If you heard me speak on Wednesday, I suggested that one way to understand it is that you're the sower of the seed and others are the soil that you sow the seed onto. Today, let's reverse that, okay? And think about other people as the ones who are sowing the seed. They're the ones telling you God's word. And you're the soil. Now, one way to understand this is to think that there's four different kinds of people out there, right? Some people are like the seed sown on the path, and some people are like the rocky ground, and some people are like the thorns, and some people are good, rich soil. Don't think that way. It's really not accurate. Truth of the matter is that every last one of us are all four kinds of soil at the same time in our own heart. So let's take a look at each one of these kinds of different soil where the seed might fall and try to see ourselves as that soil. So Jesus says some seed falls on the path, and that's the one who hears the word of God without understanding it. And then the evil one comes and steals it away before it produces any fruit. The word for understanding there in Greek is sunemi. And that's the root, for example, of the word synthesize or synthesis. And it means to connect or to put together. And here's the idea. You got to make an effort to connect the word of God to the rest of your life. And that means you have to study. Now, the homily is kind of supposed to do that for you. I might have told you before what the purpose of a homily is, but it's to take one or two things that you've heard and to connect them to the rest of your life. But the homily is not enough for you to live on. Remember when you were a kid, if you were lucky, your parents or your grandparents sat you down and they taught you about the Word of God. Maybe they read the Bible to you. Or you went to religious education, or you went to Catholic school and you studied. Well, some people's study stops after they get confirmation, and then they have this undersized understanding of their faith, and it doesn't fit their adult mind, and no wonder they throw it off and throw it out of their lives. It makes no more sense than trying to squeeze into your second grade first communion dress or your eighth grade confirmation suit. You have to continue to connect the Word of God to the rest of your life and to study. Now, let me give you three ways in which you want to do that. Three things, okay? You want to study Scripture, teachings of the church, and the lives of the saints. Here's why.
Scripture is the Word of God. Teachings of the church are an explanation of the Word of God and a further clarification of it. The lives of the saints is the teaching of the church and the Word of God lived out in real life stories. You can study any of the three or all of the three, but you have to make that effort. Good news is it's never been easier. I mean, with the internet and these little cell phones that people carry around, it's like having a research library in your pocket. You can listen to a podcast, you can watch a video, you can read something on Kindle. However, it does take effort. You've got to make the time to connect the Word of God to the rest of your life, or it's not going to do you any good. Homily alone is not enough. That's one kind of soil that all of us are. Okay, second kind is the rocky ground. And you hear the word and you receive it with joy, but you got no roots and you give up. Maybe you go to a weekend conference, or maybe you hear a homily, or maybe you go on a retreat and you're filled with enthusiasm, but then as soon as something gets difficult, you want to quit. It's been happening ever since the very first Holy Week, in which people on one day looked at Jesus and said, "Hosanna in the highest." And then just a couple days later, those same people said, "Crucify him, crucify him." They go along with whatever the crowd wants to go along with. So you got no roots and you give up. Let me tell you what your two roots are. There's two roots you want to have so that you don't quit. Number one, expect to be misunderstood by other people. And number two, expect perseverance to be difficult. Okay? The symbol of our faith is a guy dying for a crime he didn't commit. It shouldn't surprise you that this is not going to be a faith that's going to be easily lived in the world today, or that's going to be widely embraced and understood and accepted by everybody. Expect to be misunderstood. And that's difficult. A lot of people give up as soon as it's their home or their family or their place of work, and they just want to get along, and so they sacrifice the truth for a cheap, false peace. Expect to be misunderstood and expect it to be hard. Secondly, you want to expect to persevere. I've often said, I'd love it if we could all go to heaven for putting in just one good day. Wouldn't that be great? Just steal your jaw and hang in there until about 9:30 tonight and you all go to heaven. Wouldn't that be wonderful? It doesn't work that way. Expect to persevere, and it's going to be hard. The purpose of your growth in Christ, your conformity of your soul to the Lord, is something you've given your entire life to accomplish. I mean, we'll be doing a good job if, as we gasp our last breath on our deathbed, we've finally arrived. Not everybody even does that. You know, for a lot of people, they don't get the job done in this life, and that's why there's a purgatory. Thanks be to God. But still, persevere, persevere, persevere. Don't expect this to happen anytime soon. You got your whole life to work on this, and it's going to take your whole life. And then thirdly, there's the seed that's sown among thorns, and worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke it off. Now notice, Jesus does not list a bunch of sins there that choke off the Word of God. He doesn't say adultery and fornication and theft and tax fraud choke off. He doesn't have to say that. He tells us something very, very important without saying that. Worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. Now, I've mentioned this before. Money is funny. It competes for the same place in your heart that God's supposed to have. The place of trust and security. Money does a great job of making you feel really secure. And you know what you don't pay attention to when you feel really secure in your bank account? You don't pay attention to God. That's why there's an inverse relationship between how much money you have and how easy it is for you to embrace the Word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't say it was a sin to be rich. In fact, there's some people who could never be poor. You could airlift them and drop them into the middle of the Amazon rainforest where they don't speak the language and don't know the tribesmen. And they might temporarily be without funds. But they're so intelligent, so talented, so skilled, they will find a way to be well off. Some people, that's just what God gave them. I didn't say it was a sin. I said it makes it more difficult because once you accumulate money, you tend to trust in it. And when you trust in money, you just have a very hard time trusting in God. And it's so hard to get rid of, isn't it? Once you've got it, boy, you don't want to lose it. Even when you study and you know the Word of God, you want to cling to it. So what do we do? First of all, we're aware of this. Secondly, not to give you a whole financial advice class here in a daily homily, but be very disciplined in what you give away. Please understand, it's not your money. It's God's money. He's got a job for you to do. He's got people for you to help. He's given it to you for a reason. Be very disciplined in how much you keep and how much you give. And then lastly, of course, there's the rich soil that bears fruit 30 and 60 and 100 fold. Don't lose heart, right? That's you too. But what we want to do here today as we pray is we want to pray that God will make our whole hearts a place of good soil so that we will bear fruit when we hear his word. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Saints Joachim and Anne, pray for us.